Local doctors and healthcare groups are raising concerns over Quebec's new Bill 2, a bill that seeks to improve access to medical services, but comes with an overhauling of doctors' payment systems and a clause that medical groups say infringe on physicians' freedom of speech. Bill 2 was rushed through at the Quebec legislature in a special meeting that took place at 4 a.m. last weekend. Its goal is to, quote, establish collective responsibility with respect to improvement of access to medical services, unquote. To create that responsibility, the bill links doctors' pay to performance targets, including how many patients they treat. Critics argue this will rush medical services and harm quality. Here's Dr. Debbie Schwartz-Gonshaw, a family physician in Montreal.
So you will no longer be affiliated with a family doctor. You will be affiliated with a clinic, systematically attached to a clinic. What does that mean? It means that anytime you call, you will get an appointment. It will be with a different doctor. You lose your doctor. You won't have that trusted doctor that you've developed perhaps over many years. You lose that longitudinal care that is one of the core tenets of family medicine. The visits are going to be rushed because we feel so much pressure from these completely overly ambitious, unattainable goals that the government is setting on us to meet, targets to meet.
The bill also unlinks patients with family doctors, linking them instead to clinics. Physicians will be under pressure to see as many patients in a day as they can.
It means that physicians will burn out. We won't be able to provide the care that patients deserve to get. Physicians will leave the province looking for work elsewhere where they don't have to work under these kind of draconian laws. Physicians that are close to retirement, they're going to retire. And we're left with a smaller physician pool to care for an even larger population. And so the vicious cycle continues.
Schwartz-Gonshaw says the province is taking the wrong approach.
There's only so many hours within the day. There's only so many things that we can get through in a short visit. We have no choice to act as your physician, your social worker, your psychologist, your dietitian, your nurse, even as an administrative assistant, because we are lacking the funds for these things. There is not enough funding for resources, for these resources, which is where the answer lies. The answer does not lie in blaming physicians and scapegoating physicians for all of the problems of the healthcare system.
Doug Ford, Ontario's premier, is openly encouraging physicians to leave Quebec and come to work in Ontario, saying they would, quote, roll out the red carpet, unquote, for doctors switching provinces. Quebec's premier, François Legault, called this unacceptable and misinformed. But doctors who do choose to leave will have some challenges. Physicians leaving the province could face exit fines of up to $20,000, and clinics that allow doctors to leave could face similar fines. One of Bill 2's most controversial clauses relates to criticizing the bill itself. Bill 2 imposes fines of up to $500,000 per day on doctors who take, quote, concerted action to challenge the government's policies, unquote. Schwartz-Gonshaw and other physicians call this an infringement of free speech.
So essentially, we are being fined for defending ourselves, defending our profession, most importantly, defending you, our patients. If it's physicians today, who is it tomorrow? What kind of precedent does this bill set for our democratic society?
Quebec's Federation of Medical Specialists intends to challenge Bill 2 before the courts. The Federation, representing general practitioners and family doctors, has said it is considering the same. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.